Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series, Step Into Your Power. We're talking about when you want more. This is a process that I'm teaching you. Help you activate the energy of more. I'm an intuitive and a coach, which many of you already know. You can check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so the next step, when you want more, is you have to take action. And so constantly be open to taking action. Like, how could you be even better? What you already know is better. Yes, you're going to get intuitive insight that will take you to a whole nother level. But just what do you already know? Be at your best at this, to the best of your ability. Like, I'm not saying, again, this isn't about perfectionism. It's about just being your best self right now in whatever you're up to. So if it's in your business, sell like you know it's going to work. Sell like you are doing your very best. Put it out there. If it is, if you're looking for a job, be your best in that. Get your clothes ready for your interview. Get your resume all set up. Keep sending it out. Reach out to headhunters. Whatever it is, be your best in the process. And don't make yourself wrong, though. I have a lot of, there is this place I want you to get to energetically that I'm attempting to describe to you. And it's a very centered, it's a very balanced place. But if you tip too far, then you're not doing enough. So I'm being mindful of the words that I'm using, because some of this people think like, oh, well, I'm doing all this other stuff, but they're not doing the thing that would actually open the door to what they want. Right. Or they get very perfectionist about it and they go too far and they wear themselves out when they don't need to. So it's a very centered place when you're taking action, and you want to be what feels like your best to you. Right? Not to the world, not to outside forces. It's you. What you be your best and stay there while being open to intuitive insight to help you take even more focused action that leads you to what you want. That's a channel to what you want. Your action is a channel to what you want. And be consistent about that. I think... I pray that this is not the reality if you've listened to all these shows and you're going to implement this process. But there is a reality where people will do all this stuff and not do the necessary work, right? Like, they're just, oh, I didn't, oh, what? I have to actually make a sales call, whatever that sales call looks like in your business for you, quote unquote. I have to actually apply for a job. Yes, you do. I have to actually get out there and date Amy. What? I have to swipe? Or I did it on Tuesday, Amy. And I'm like, it's 2 weeks later. Right. So be really consistent about taking your action. You don't want to move into a state of overworking, because that's coming from a place of lack, and you don't want to just be really lax about the process, because that's also coming from a place of lack. But more so, my spirit guides are jumping in, they're saying that comes from a place of fear. When people aren't taking action on some level, they're afraid. Maybe they're feeling self-conscious, maybe they fear they're not good enough, whatever it is. So you have to be in this balance of being your best self where you are right now, not the imagined super self, just where you're at, being present in your moment, being your best, and committing to consistent action. And my process is always like, take the action, then have fun. Take the action, then have fun. And then just be open to better ways to do it. Yeah, and some of that might come through intuitively. Some of the ways you might already know, like, oh, I've been telling myself to do it this way for years. Yeah, well, now's the time to do it that way, right? So take action, be your best self, be consistent with your action, be centered in your action, and be focused, be kind and loving to yourself, and be mindful if you're taking action from a place of lack and scarcity. Oh my God, I got to do all this stuff. Or you're not taking enough action because you're afraid you're not good enough. All right, that's my show on action. Do the work, do the work, do the work. It works. It do the work. Whatever the work is for whatever you're doing, just do it and do it to the best of your ability. And it doesn't, again, one more time, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be your best, your most, and your best is just your sincerest effort, right? And it's not best in comparison to anybody. It's about you. You know if it's your best. You know. All right, I'm Amy. I'm Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I got a few more shows in this more series. If you're looking for a coach, check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening.